What? You're listening to The Pulse on University Radio Nottingham.
All right. The New York State Attorney's Office has announced that ex-US President Donald Trump will be facing legal charges set to be announced in the coming days. This would make him the first US president in American history to sit before a jury in a trial. He's expected to appear in court next week to start off proceedings. The charges haven't been fully detailed as yet, but they're expected to relate to alleged hush money paid for silence about an affair that Donald Trump had with an adult film actress called Stormy Daniels. This was before his presidential campaign in 2016. Hush money itself isn't illegal, but Trump had filed these as a business expense, which is a misdemeanor in New York State. Several of Trump's allies, including even potential Republican presidential opponent Ron DeSantis, have denounced the act as a weaponization of the justice system. So my question to you all would be, what do you think of these charges? Do you think that this is a sort of legitimate thing, or do you think Trump is being treated unfairly here by the prosecution?
So just to quickly jump in before anyone answers, it's not that Trump has falsified business records to pay this hush money. It's that the prosecutors are trying to prove that he did this. So just say it's alleged.
It is alleged.
It is alleged. It is not a real... Well, it is potentially real, but it's just an accusation at the moment.
Well, given that it's Trump we're talking about, it has like a 99% chance that it's probably...
Well, there is that, but... Just thought I'd save our butts before people quote us.
Yeah, no. For our many, many listeners, our many, you know, Trump-supporting
Blame
listeners.
Blame Daniel, not us.
right into the show, yeah. But I don't know. It's certainly, you know, he's had a lot of legal trouble, has Trump, I think, since coming into the spotlight. And do you think, sort of he's in the spotlight? He's sort of thrown a lot of lawyers under the bus during his impeachment trial sort of proceedings. You know, I mean, I don't doubt he will get a lawyer, you know. I feel like his money precedes his reputation at the end of the day. But it's certainly going to be, interesting to see, because obviously this was a big scandal leading up to his presidential thing. It's something he's not going to be able to get away. Do you think, irregardless of win or lose, whether this alleged stuff goes forward, this will have a negative impact on his 2024 run?
I think it'll have a positive impact among his base. Yeah. I think that his base are firmly determined that any of the cases against Trump are this sort of witch hunt. This is the language he uses. He's made statements that, you know, the New York Attorney's Office is like George Soros-backed, which is this sort of quite age-old conspiracy theory about like the deep state and things, which is something you'd be more likely to hear on like an Alex Jones show than coming from an ex-president. So I think this sort of rhetoric that's going on says to me that like at least the Republican base will see this as like a misuse of judgment, no matter what the finding is. There may be a bit more leeway with more sort of moderate voters, but I think This may end up strengthening him more than harming him. I don't know. What do the rest of you think?
I mean, you know, his sort of voter base is sort of very, you know, the evangelical Christian sort of movement in America is, you know, certainly a big, big part of the Republican sort of voter base. It has sort of quite traditional views of sort of family and other things, you know, tending to again align with sort of Republican political views. How, you know, a hushed up affair with an adult film star, you know, will play amongst evangelical Christians will certainly be interesting. I don't think it will necessarily cause them to change sides or anything, but I do think, you know, as we've mentioned before on The Pulse, sort of Ron DeSantis is looking like a very, very strong contender for the Republican nomination, and I feel like, you know, he is probably going to get it unless Trump again pulls something out the bag, really sort of galvanizes his voter base to sort of come out in throngs, which isn't entirely impossible. But I feel like, you know, this is certainly not going to look good for him with the traditional sort of stereotypical Republican day-to-day voter.
I think that's definitely a really interesting thing about the nomination with DeSantis. I think I would partially agree. I think that definitely if it came to the final presidential election with presumably Biden v. Trump, I think this would actually hurt his chances there. But I'm not entirely sure that he would lose the Republican nomination over this. I think he does still have quite a lot of popularity, so I think it's still a bit up in the air. I think a lot of the party still stands with him, maybe enough to get that nomination. Maybe this will just sort of feed into the, you know, the confirmation bias that, like, they are all out to get Trump and that he should be the one to sort of take them into the next election. But it's definitely up in the air.
I think it'd be quite interesting to find out what would happen if he is charged, whether he's even allowed to continue with his presidential campaign to start with. Because I know, like, in some countries, particularly when you're applying for jobs in the UK, you have to always be very clear with what criminal convictions you've had and have somewhat of a DBS check. I don't know how it works in America, but I would assume that something would come out of him if he is charged by it and affect his campaign to start with. I do think I'm very unsure about whether his voters will be kind of dissuaded from voting for him or whether it will persuade more people to because of all of this publicity. But it is very on brand for something as chaotic as this to surround Trump. So of all things, it's an affair, potentially, and he's tried to make it go away. And with all people, it's with a porn star, pretty much. And I think potentially some voters may be dissuaded from voting for Trump based on that relationship and based on the career of his affair partner, because pornography is stigmatized across the world. And I would be very interested to see in how many of the American public would want to have someone lead them who has been involved in that industry, maybe not directly in that industry, but again, it's questionable whether he'll be able to get another run in the White House at the end of the day, especially with all the controversy that came out from his last presidency.
So. Yeah, I do think, this might bring that more into the spotlight. But then again, these allegations were always there. He's always denied the affair itself. I understand that he doesn't deny this non-disclosure agreement. He obviously contests that it was illegal, which I guess the court will determine. Just briefly, you were wondering, like, whether he can run. I think only if he's imprisoned. That would stop him, obviously, from being able to run while he is in jail. But if it's just a fine, which would look the most likely, there isn't, as I understand, anything to stop him running. So
it's pretty much a slap on the wrist then, because he's one of the richest people in the world. And they're like, yeah, we'll just fine you, like, 60 quid.
I think the only crime you can commit that stops you from running for president is inciting a rebellion, because that was introduced following the Civil War, and that is the only crime that prevents you from becoming president, because it's presidential stuff is sort of enshrined in the Constitution. It's very, very core to America as a concept. It takes a lot to change that. So yeah, it is just inciting rebellion, which, you know, Some people might think Trump has already done. Granted, I don't think, based on how the Supreme Court is currently balanced in the States, if anyone challenged that sort of notion would go anywhere, considering it's quite a strong Republican Supreme Court at the moment. But, you know, it's something to consider because, you know, evidence will have to be produced if this goes further on. You know, due process and all that is, again, another core sort of tenet to sort of the American idea, where, you know, this could lead to perhaps other things being, you know, opened up. This could just be the first step of many into sort of revealing a lot of perceived current misgivings about sort of Trump's broader administration. Do we have any other thoughts on this topic? Sorry, I didn't ask a question there, but it's
I just made a point. Yeah, come on, guys, think of something.
Well,
I don't think we actually asked Christian, like, what do you think is going to happen to, like, his voter base? Do you think it'll be, like, booming or declining?
Well, to be honest, I don't think this will have much of an effect because, I mean, because you said some things earlier there about, like, because, like, people do use the term, like, witch hunt to describe this kind of thing. And, yeah, that is exactly what, and especially a lot of people will see this as just, oh, it's just, like, an affair. So, I mean, some people have stronger opinions, but I think a lot of people have, like, kind of, like compared to like, the overall scale of Trump and, like, some of the things that he's done in the past, like, an affair will probably seem, like, quite, like, tame in that effect. So I honestly, like, because, like, I feel like anyone who supports Trump, like, now, given all the things that has happened, I think that's probably just going to stay the course at this point. So, like, I don't think an affair would do much to dissuade them in that aspect.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right with that. I think it comes into, like, what the priorities that his base have. I think I would agree with what you said before, Cora, that most of them would definitely disapprove of an affair. But then if you go online, look at some of the comment sections on his posts, on his, like, Truth Social, I think it's called. It is bordering on cultish reveration of
cult
him as a
is the
figure.
Exact right word to use.
So
there.
Like, if there are some voters who see him as this savior force in the American political system, I think they might be tempted to put that aside a bit, especially when, like, they're very sort of mobilized against all of the current, like, mainstream Democratic politicians. I think there is probably a lot of leeway that they would give Trump, no matter what the accusations were, and they would probably continue to support him. But I think everyone would agree at this point that we don't really know what's going to happen. We can only sort of guess.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any other points they'd like to make about this story?
I'm just going to say, like, I agree with both Daniel and Christian there. Like, yeah. Christian's point is exactly right about he's already done so much stuff. If they're dissuaded by an affair, which is very minuscule in comparison to all the other stuff he's done, then, like, I don't know what loyalty is anymore. Like, if they've stuck out everything else to, like, then have an affair, just put them off completely.
That's the breaking point.
Yeah, that's the breaking point. I've had enough. I'd be very confused in that situation, I will be honest. Yeah. But again, we don't know what's going to happen, and I think I'm going to keep up with this just to see what does. So.
You're listening to The Pulse on University Radio Nottingham.